Welcome to the Hannah Miller Show. And here she is, Hannah Miller.
Outspokenly conservative and unashamedly Christian. This is Hannah Miller, and this is what happened this week. So, actually, my computer crashed. One of the many things that happened while my husband was gone was the fact that my son dislocated and then broke his elbow, and then our van died while I was an hour away from home with all five of my children. The AC went out in our house, and so as well, which thankfully it's been pretty pleasant here. We've had a couple of pretty humid days already, but you know, nothing a little bit of fans and windows open really for the most part can't take care of. So, but that's the extra expense. And then my computer broke as well. So it's really kind of crippled my research style over here. and it's not fixed yet. We think we figured out what was wrong. And huge props to the music minister at my church, Scott Gillespie, who is a Apple Mac wizard. And he has performed magic over at his house on that desktop computer and has brought it back to life and is getting it set up again for me so that it should be operating by next week, I hope. So, not our normal political fair this weekend, just because of all of that and my computer not working and just not being able to do what I normally would do for this podcast and in preparation for it. But with that being said, I do have a few quick things that I want to say. There's a lot of people really upset with Carrie Lake and Donald Trump this week because they both made statements that about abortion. Let's address Carrie Lake first. First of all, if you didn't hear, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but Arizona is looking to pass a bill that's actually been on the books for quite a while. And they've set it up so that they've passed it and they want people to vote on it in November. So it's supposed to be on the ballot in November. And so she made some statements about it this week and she kind of lambasted it. She said it was a terrible bill. It's going to put women in danger, you know, blah, 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 blah. She made comments about rape, incest, and life of the mother, you know, those kinds of exceptions. But this bill it would back it all way up. And I can't remember exactly if it's from conception. I don't think it's from conception, but it would pretty much ban all abortions in Arizona. And so she came out swinging against it. But the interesting thing about that is that 2 years ago in 2022, she actually referred to that bill and said she liked that bill, that it was a great bill. Her words exactly were that it's a great bill and that they had it on the books so that if Roe v. Wade were to come down, that it would then, you know, that Arizona would be ready. They had their own bill that they could then pass. So at the time, just a few years ago, she said, oh, this is a great thing. We have this bill already in the books in Arizona and it's going to be good. And then just a few short years later, she's saying this is a terrible bill, and she's giving the normal, we need to let women have the freedom to choose, and then we need to be thinking about rape, incest, and the life of the mother. So for me, this, you know, there was a lot of people who kind of got upset with her about the whole rape, incest, and life of the mother references, blah, 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 but they were forgetting about what she had said just a few short years ago when she came out in support of this very same bill. And so for me, the bigger issue is the fact that she's now a liar. Either she didn't support it 2 years ago, so she was lying when she said she supported it, or she's now a liar and trying to garner, I guess, you know, I don't know, the libertarian votes, or if she's trying to garner Democrats who might be in the middle. I'm not really sure what her play is here, but either way, one way or the other, she's a liar and probably doesn't support an actual abortion ban and wanting to get rid of baby murder in Arizona. And so that's the part that really, for me, is the more disturbing aspect of this. The other part, like I said, that a lot of people have kind of been fired up about is her comments and other comments that happened this week about rape, incest, and life of the mother. And, you know, I just want to remind folks that as someone who's been in this, engaged in the pro-life movement and fighting abortion literally my entire life because of who my father is and how he has led the charge here in South Carolina against abortion in our state, I have been, you know, at all of the rallies and, you know, heard him speak on this thousands of times, helped him with his book that he wrote about this. I mean, it's just been something that's been my lifeblood from birth. And I'm not even joking with that. So I'm very passionate about it. My whole family is very passionate about it. I just want to remind you, for that all of my life until the last 5 years, the way to win, according to the Republican Party, according to politicians who were in office, the way to move the ball forward when you're trying to pass a pro-life bill is that you always had to have the exceptions. You always had to have the rape, incest, life of the mother exceptions. Always. They said you can't even, and they're even saying that now for the Senate. Now, the House here in South Carolina has a bill on the books. They've got the equal protection bill, and it's a phenomenal bill, and they have those things. No exceptions. Actually criminalizes abortion, and those who perform in or participate in it, and we won't get into the weeds of all of that, but it's a good bill. Anyway, that has only come onto the scene in the last 5 years, really even less than that. And so everybody who's kind of up in arms about him, about Carrie Lake and others this week, talking about this, you know, we have to have these exceptions, y'all, they're just taking a page out of the playbook that has been around for 60 years. Hate the game, not the player, you know? It's kind of hypocritical on your and my part to look at these politicians now and be lambasting them about this issue. Now, we should, really, you know, but we should have been all along. And so my question is that if you have not all along been holding your senator, your representative's feet to the fire on this issue, telling them no exceptions, then... And suddenly you are now, you have to be honest with yourself, okay? And it's okay if we change our minds, and it's okay if we say, you know, okay, that's what we used to believe in order to move the needle forward, I get it, you know, but that's not who we are now because we're in a different day and age. That's all true. And that's actually where I'm at, is that, okay, I understand previously, historically, in order to at least protect some babies with pro-life legislation, we've had to have exceptions. That's not where we're at today. Now is the time. Get the thing done. Ban abortion. It's illegal. It's murder. So I can't, you know, we change. We've realized that it's a different time in our political environment. So I just want to make sure that we're being honest with ourselves about how this whole dynamic, I guess, has changed and adapted, and making sure that when we lambast Carrie Lake or whoever for wanting to have exceptions, we have to remind ourselves that we have made that acceptable. That was us. And it's been acceptable, and it's been a part of the playbook for 50 years, 60 years. And it's only just now changing, and that's great. It should be changing. It should be. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but we just have to recognize that some of them are still reading the old playbook, and it's up to you and I to continue to let them know that, hey, this has changed. And I want to make sure that while we can lambast, or maybe we are kind of going after Carrie Lake on this, make sure that we're doing the same thing with our representatives, our senators, our congressmen. Because if Carrie Lake isn't your gal over there, that what are you doing where you're at to hold your people responsible? Because I guarantee you, they probably think the exact same way that Carrie Lake does, that we have to have exceptions. And if we're fired up about her saying it, then you probably ought to be fired up about your people who represent you saying it, because that is what they believe. Or at least that's how they're voting. And so we need to make sure that they know, hey, the times are a-changing, and we expect you to change with them, because it's a new age when it comes to the pro-life movement, and we want equal protection from conception, no exceptions. So, you know, I just kind of want to make sure that we're all understanding what's going on here with Carrie Lake, and then Donald Trump made some statements this week, and of course, you know, first of all, preface, do I think that Donald Trump is a dyed-in-the-wool pro-lifer? Absolutely not. I don't think that he's a, I think that it was actually probably a very honest statement by Donald Trump. And I won't quote the whole thing, but people were kind of up in arms about him saying it's up to the states. And, you know, he said a lot of mumbo jumbo about follow your heart, which we as believers, as Christians would say that that's mumbo jumbo. We don't follow our heart. We follow the word of God, and we follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And making sure those things in our hearts and our lives are is all in alignment with the word of God. And so, you know, we don't do this, you know, just following our heart. You know, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But at the same time, I do think that there probably is, I don't think that Donald Trump is a abortion advocate either, necessarily. I've never gotten that impression. I think he's probably just like most Republicans have been for the last 50 years, who are not strong pro-life advocates. They don't really like abortion, but they're not really going to come out swinging against it. They're always going to be okay with exceptions. They kind of keep a veil over their eyes on the truth of it and what it really is, and that it's murder. And so it's just a woman's choice, really, ultimately, to them. But they know that they need to espouse a little bit differently in order to get votes and to win elections. And so, yeah, I mean, there is just not a hill that they're basically willing to die on, I guess, for some of them. And I think that that's probably true for Donald Trump. He doesn't like abortion, but it's not a hill that he's willing to die on. And so his statement kind of, that's my opinion. I think he's, and that statement kind of made me think that. But I wanted to address this major, the part of that that people had a major issue with, which was him saying that it was really a state's issue and sending it back to the states. And so I want to make a couple comments about this. First, you have to, this is also in context of the fact that Roe v. Wade has already been overturned and it has been sent back to the states. And so in that way, he is correct. Like, it is now a state's issue. He didn't really make a comment about, oh, it, you know, it always was a state's issue. We never should have had to overturn Roe v. Wade. He didn't really say anything like that. He did not say anything like that. He just said it's in the hands of the states. And he is correct about that. But a lot of people seem to infer from his statement about it that it should be, or it always has been, a state's issue. That is also correct. But the thing is that it wasn't a either or. Either it's a federal issue or it's a state issue. It's actually a both and. I believe as a nation, we should have, just across the board, there are some things that are wrong from the top down, left to right. And murder is one of them. That's just, sorry, murder, you know, not really, but murder's wrong. Murder and murder of the most innocent and vulnerable is the most despicable. And that should be banned and illegal from the top down. But it also, because we are a country of states with state sovereignty, it also is an issue of states' rights. And states have to have statements on this. And it's actually the argument that many of us have been making for a long time. Because when we had Roe v. Wade, that's why a lot of us said, we can just pass an abortion ban in South Carolina and say, we're not going to have that here. And people said, oh, you can. It's the law of the land. We're told we have to allow abortions. Well, what was the Supreme Court going to do? Them and what army? They have the least amount of power of the three judicial branches here in the United States. And it's on purpose. That is designed that way on purpose. And there's also very little that a president could do on this topic. You know, they can make statements, they can use the bully pulpit, and they can do those kinds of things. But, you know, according to our Constitution, they can't pass a law unilaterally. And so it really ultimately is up to the states. And I want you to think about putting the shoe on the other foot for a minute. Let's just say that, you know, let's say we have that abortion is banned, that we do have a law. It comes from Congress, and it's just, or for, not from Congress, it comes from a ruling from the Supreme Court, and they say abortion ban all throughout the United States. Do you think for a hot minute that New York, California, Maryland, Washington, D.C. are going to abide by that? Absolutely not. And you know what? Nobody on who would absolutely pass out if a red state were to defy Roe v. Wade anytime in the last 50 years. None of those same people would blink an eye if a blue state were to defy an abortion ban that came from the Supreme Court. And we would say to them, well, you know, it actually is state sovereignty. They can nullify. They can do these things. And that's been the argument for, in my opinion, for red states to actually pass an abortion ban all these years. All these years, it was a tool in our tool bag that we did not utilize because we were afraid of the Supreme Court and we were browbeat by leftists and progressives, and because we did not know the Constitution like we should have. Or maybe they were just legislators who didn't actually care one way or the other. And so for me, that part of Donald Trump's statement isn't as offensive as a lot of people acted like it was, because I actually thought, you know, again, I don't think that he's a dyed-in-the-wool pro-lifer, you know, protect life from inception. No, of course not. I think he's made statements about exceptions, and he's made other statements about having a kind of that were kind of loose regarding his stance on abortion. So, no, I don't think that at all. But the reality is, it is a state's issue. It's a both and. I think we should have a ban for, we should have a statement. We should have a ruling from the Supreme Court. We should have a ruling from Congress. And we should have a ruling in every single state that says we're not going to have abortion here in this state. It's a both and, in my opinion. So anyway, those are the things that I just kind of wanted to clarify really quick on today's podcast. And I hope you guys have had a great week, and hopefully my computer, it should be up and running by this weekend and, or by next weekend. So, and just in the next couple of days, and I'll be able to get it up and running and operating as normal. Hope you guys have had a wonderful week. My husband is home. So, we are just doing busy with life and enjoying that. My kids are delighted. He's been gone for quite a while on a couple of trips that were just kind of all back to back to back. So he should be home for a little bit. And just to remind you, if you have not already, please rate and review the show, subscribe and share. That helps the podcast so I can continue to be here and share with you guys. You have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to The Hannah Miller Show. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast. This podcast is produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions. If you'd like to find out more about Hannah or to schedule her for a speaking event, go to her website, thehannahmillershow.com.